postizao just that. That just as Moshe was the sun, when you look at the sun, you're blinded, you can't see anything when the sun's in the sky. Right? The beautiful idea is, says the Sfat Emet, he says, when the moon is in the sky, allow the stars to shine. That was the greatness of Yeshua. The Moshe was just too great. Too great for, it was all encompassing. Right? It's too great for us to even, someone's so great, it's actually hard to connect with them. So Yeshua being of a much lower level, it was actually good because it allowed them to relate to him better and gave the chance for all the other people to shine. The moon's in the sky, the stars can also shine, right? And we see Yeshua actually, he uses this new system much more than Moshe. Moshe did everything himself, right? But Yeshua, we're going to see, he actually uses much more the people, gets everyone involved, he's a leader that actually delegates, and I think for this reason, people are much
more. Interesting, you can see that shift in dynamic of leadership in like a company like Apple, where you had Steve Jobs, who's this outgoing personality, and then into Tim Cook. Okay, Tim Cook, but he's way grown the company beyond what Steve Jobs ever did.
Yeah, I was going to give a football analogy. Oh. Man United, you know, then Alex Ferguson for 20 years, and he won everything, and he was this boss, and no one dared to speak back to him. And who's the guy that's going to take over after him? I'm not saying he was successful, but it's very hard to fill such a role. So you're sure that we can see he feels a bit of worried if he can fill the role. But it also, not being this Ferguson, not being this sun, Yeshua being the moon, is actually also a benefit.
Yeah, it's a complete interactive situation.
It's what, sorry?
The relative between the two, as in the universe, as between us. Because he didn't, he was really straight forward. It's like, if you think of truth and honesty, you could see it coming out from him.
Rabbi
Nachman explains in the first thing. He says that the moon is the only way that we can see the light of the sun. Meaning that if you look straight at the sun, obviously you're blind. You can't look at it. So we need to use different sorts of filters. He says that the moon is looking at the light of the sun that's been minimized into the first possible vision that we're able to see. So it's like Yeshua was taking Moshe's Torah down into the first. Into like the first possible level where it's like possible to teach and spread out.
So, just to finish off, Yeshua, the comparison with Moshe, they both were told to take off their shoes. Moshe comes to the burning bush, so take off your shoes. And it says, Shalom Alecha Ma'arag Lecha, take off your shoes off of your feet. And just before Yeshua goes to fight with the eye, he sees the Malach of Hashem. The Malach of Hashem says to him, Shal na'alcha ma'aradlecha. Take off your shoe from your feet. Most of us say, look, it means the same. But Moshe says, Shal na'alecha ma'aradlecha. Take off your shoes. But Yeshua says, take off your shoe. So, what do you take the shoes on the feet. Is basically an analogy of the soul in the body. And the soul is this giant thing, like the body, but the shoe is the thing that covers it, and the body is the thing that covers the soul, keeps it in this world. So Moshe had to take off both shoes. This is what the Malbim says. Moshe had to take off both shoes because he had to be completely in the spiritual world. He wasn't in this world at all. He was completely in the spiritual world. And we needed a lady like that. In the desert, everything was supernatural. He had to bring the Torah down. It couldn't be any part of himself in the Torah. It had to be just transcribed from what Hashem said to the people. It couldn't be any ego involved. He had to be completely in the next one. Yeshua now is a different meaning. Yeshua has one foot in the spiritual world and one foot in the world where he can now relate over to the people and the people can understand it in a much better way. So I think that's a better. Let's look at the... He's a much more accessible leader. In the main comparisons, but let's just go straight to the... Do you have a... It's in the... Shulim Chumash. It's a Torah for Simchat Torah.
Oh, you're hot or cold?
You've got a ground behind you.
And the white is on page 624.
This leads us to after the death of Moshe, Eved Hashem. Moshe is called the Eved of Hashem. There's only two people, Moshe and Yoshua, both called Eved Hashem. Another similarity. While it's negative, it means that they did everything that Hashem asked. They did everything like a servant does for the master. Everything that they should. Yomar Hashem and Yoshua binu Moshe Moshe lemar. Hashem speaks to Yoshua and says, Moshe avdi met. Moshe died. Vata, now, kum avorat ha-yarden hazeh, ata v'chol ha-am hazeh, you and all the people cross over the Jordan, el aretz asher anochi noten lahem, livnei Yisrael, to the land. Kol makom asher tidrok kavra v'lechem, bo lachem etativ, everywhere you walk, I'll give you, kasher dibarti el Moshe, exactly like I spoke to Moshe. Ma'midbar, ha-am-ranon hazeh, ha-am-ranon, ha-am-ranon, kol eretz ha-chiti, ha-am-ranon, mevo ha-shamesh, yir kol chem, all the gulot. Lo yitzev ish nifanecha, there will be no one that will be able to stand in front of you. Kol yemechayecha, all days of your life. Kasher yiti in Moshe, just like I was in Moshe, heye imach, I will be to you. Lo atacha v'yazvek, I won't leave you. And he says again, chazak ve'ematz, be strong and courageous, don't worry. Ki ata tamchinet ha'am hazeh et ha'aretz, Hashem ispach ha'avotam le'atet lehem. Because you're going to inherit this land. And he says again, Rak chazak ve'ematz, be strong, courageous, don't worry. Me'od, nishmo la'asot kechol ha'torah she'tzibcha Moshe adi. Keep the Torah. Al tasur mimenu yamin u'smol, don't leave the Torah left or right. Neman taskir b'chol ha'shetaneh, so you'll succeed in everything you do. Lo yamush sefer ha'torah hazeh mipicha, this Torah shouldn't leave your mouth. And you should look over it all day and night. The man tishmol asot bechol hakotuv bo, to keep everything that's written in it. Ki az tatzliach et darechav az taskil, because that way you'll succeed. Why is he saying this? Because they're about to go for battles, about to go to war, they're about to separate the land, they're about to divide the land, they're about to go from a miraculous existence of eating the man and doing nothing, but learning Torah, to now being involved in the world, the war, farming, right? So Hashem says to them, even though you're going to be involved in all these worldly matters, the Torah is the one thing that will make you successful in this land. Keeping the Torah, even whilst you're fighting these wars, which took 14 years, 7 years for the war, 7 years to divide the land, keep the Torah, because this is the one thing that's going to make you succeed. Halosibiticha chazak ve'ematz, just like I commanded you before. Be strong, courageous, al ta'aros, al tichad, kimchad, v'alechad, kol Hashem t'leh, Hashem can be with you at all times. So that first part, Hashem talking to Yoshua. Now Yoshua goes to the people. Pasuk Yud. Vayitzav Yoshua et shotrei ha'am. You see, Yoshua is now using the shotrim. He's getting everyone involved. He's not the leader like Moshe, not all-encompassing. He's now getting everyone involved. Goes to the shotrim. He says, go and speak to the people. Ivru bekerev ha-machaneh, go throughout the camp. Vetzavu et ha'am lemor, and command the people, say, Hachilu lakom tzeda, prepare yourselves. can't be food and sandwiches because they're still getting the mud. Until the 16th of Nisan, they've got the mud. So it's not about sandwiches. It's talking about war and learning and keeping the Torah. Kiba'od shloshet yamim, because in another 3 days, atem ovrim et hayarden, you're going to cross the Jordan. L'reshet et ha'aretz, to inherit the land, asher Hashem lekech notin lachem l'rishta. Hashem's going to give you. And it says in Rashi, it says, B'yom shemetu, shetamu yemei bechi, Evel Moshe. Yoshua is now talking, because they mourned for Moshe 30 days. This is how we know when Moshe died, from this passage, because they say, Yoshua is now talking, Yoshua goes into the land on the 10th of Nisan, okay, does the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, he goes into the land. He gets them prepared for 3 days, so 3 days before is the 7th of Nisan, and they mourn for Moshe for 30 days. So 30 days before, it's the 7th of Adar. That's how we know that Moshe died on the 7th of Adar. 30 days later, as soon as they finish mourning, Yeshua now says, prepare, because in 3 days' time we're going in on the 10th of Nisan. Now he speaks to the 2.5 tribes. Two and a half tribes over here, by the way. We're here on the map. This is the Arvot Moav. You know, when you go down to the Dead Sea, you see the across the
Jordan,
across the river there, across the river, and you see where they're standing. If they are there. And you've got 2.5 tribes. The 2.5 tribes, this, if you can see, this is all like very light, because that's all desert, dry. Israel, you can see, is all mashke, it's all green, it's all darker. And the 2.5 tribes, they wanted to live over here, right? Remember, Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh, they wanted to live here. They were happy to stay there because it's not pasture. So he now goes to them. What is he's finishing off what Moshe had told, they promised to Moshe. La Reuben, Eben, Gadim, La Chatzis, Shev, Manasseh, Amar Yoshua, Lemo, Zechor, Et Adavar, Asher, Tivah, Etchem, Moshe, Eben, Asher, Lemo. Remember what you promised Moshe. Remember what you promised. What did they promise? Do you remember the promise? They promised that even though we're going to stay on the other side of the Jordan, we're going to go at the head of the army, and we're going to go and we're going to fight all the war with you. And once we've finished, then we'll go back across. So he's telling them now, remember your promise.
Unification.
When it's complete, then you can go back. Neshechem, Tapechem, Miknechem, everything, all your belongings, Yishvu Ba'aretz, Hashem Atan Lechem Moshe Ba'evar Eden. You'll go back at the eastern side. Atem Ta'avru Chamushim Lifnei Achrechem, but you will go into battle with us. Kol Gibore Achayel Vazaltam Otam, all your warriors will go with us to help us in the war. Ad Asher Anech Hashem Achrechem Kachem, until we've rested, V'yashu Gam Heima, and we've inherited the whole land, and then you'll go back across and you'll inherit the land. Moshe gave you to the eastern side of the Jordan. So he's making sure they keep their promise before they go back across the Jordan. And they answered Yoshua saying, "Kol asher tzivitanu na'aseh, everything you command us we will do. וכל אשר תשלחנו נלך, and everything you told us to do we'll do. ככל אשר שמענו, they actually add on this, and they say, ככל אשר שמענו על משה, just like we listen to משה, כן נשמע אליך. We'll also listen to you. רק יהיה השם אלוקיך, אמרך השם שהוא be with you, כאשר יהיה משה, just like he was with משה. כל איש אשר ימרה את פיך ולא ישמע את פיך. Add on, this is where we get the laws for what a king can do. Because they say, anyone that doesn't listen to you, לכל אשר תצווהו, to anything you will command them, יומת. We will put them to death. So don't worry, we're with you. רק חזק למטה. And they themselves also reinforce this courage. Yoshua said, be strong and courageous. So that should be just, that is a dialogue. From next week it's all action. But this is the dialogue that Hashem says to Yeshua, I'm with you, be courageous, don't worry, you'll be just like Moshe, people will be with you. Then he goes to the 2.5 tribes and says, don't forget your promise, you're going to go at the head of the army. And then they say to him, don't worry, we're going to be with you. And in fact, we'll put anyone to death if they don't listen to you. And that's how we leave it off. This perek, next perek is when we'll read it this week, at the end of Shlach Lecha.
Yeah.